and welcome back to this segment we're calling Techonomics of the Future, something like this. And 60. I'm Jason Middleton, and I'll get to work on a better sounder than that one pretty soon. With holiday travel on the rise again this year, we thought, what does a hotel stay in the year 2060 look like? What sorts of technology and experiences will future travelers have? Luckily, Hotels.com commissioned a study around the hotel of the future, and they got a renowned futurist to head it up. Digital DNA used for payments. Longevity and wellness spas, where if you extend your hotel stay, you may well could extend your entire lifespan. And then there's...
And even when I sleep, I can have my neuro dreams can be ported to me to take me and extend my experience even into, you know, my subconscious.
Now, I know when I don't know something, so forgive my ignorance. What's a neuro dream?
You don't know what a neuro dream is?
I'm sorry, I don't, Doctor. No, you're the one who got back from 2060. Here's more on neural dreaming, bill paying by touching a wall, and all the other anticipated Hotel of the Future technologies.
Dr. James Canton, CEO of the Institute for Global Futures, San Francisco-based think tank.
It looks like all the metrics point to an increase in holiday travel this year based over last year and the year before. That's hotel stays, that's airfares, that's people sitting in airports, that's people having reservations lost. So let's move into the future where things are probably a little bit easier, a little more pleasant. And that's why we have you on, because you are a renowned futurist and a technical expert. So I'm wondering, in broad strokes, what's something that stands out to you when it comes to hotels of the future?
Well, this Hotels of the Future study, I partnered with Hotels.com, the leader in hospitality booking, to really look out into the future and see what's coming next. And we have identified the top 10 to 15 trends that we think will really shape the experience of folks. And we did something fairly courageous in the Hotels of the Future study. We looked out through 2060. And we really have come away with a number of, I think, innovative trends we think people will be experiencing. Everything from robo-butlers to, you know, paying for your hotel with mobile DNA to even neuro-dreaming and augmented reality hotels. Just to get you started.
Yeah, that's a great place for us to start, because I just did a glance over because I knew that you would extrapolate, but robo-butlers kind of stuck out to me as something like that. Can you help me paint that picture?
Surely. Since I've just come back from 2060, I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. Well, imagine, you know, you're heading, getting ready to go out to your, chosen the hotel for your vacation, or your business travel, and you'd like to have you go online, your mobile device, and you select a design, basically a robo butler that meets your needs. And let's say I want to have a robo butler. It could be even a designer face on the robo butler. It's a butler that ends up acting as your concierge. He or she makes reservations for you, may even give you a massage and get all that travel stress out of your back, or may entertain you or arrange for you certain events as such, and even serve you dinner. So we all want to have a robo butler, don't we?
I think you're right. We're speaking with Dr. James Canton. He is CEO and chairman of the Institute for Global Futures. He's talking about a recent study that he did in conjunction with Hotels.com, looking at the future of hoteling, if you will. I don't know if I just inflicted that word, but maybe I did. Dr. Canton, on this show, I have a couple of themes that we've been touching on recently. One is virtual reality. The other is payments. So let's go back to virtual reality for a second. Virtual reality entertainment, enhancing a travel experience. How did you see that playing out? Because that seems to be coming down at us a little bit faster than we thought.
Imagine today you choose your hotel based on, you know, geography. You get to have a few paltry choices, you know, in what kind of bed maybe you want, maybe, you know, what floor you want. But in the future, based on the research from the Hotels of the Future study, you'd be able to actually plan your virtual reality experience. So let's say I'd like to, you know, have a space experience in my room. So the entire room might be organized. Even the hotel itself might be morphed around a virtual reality experience. Maybe I'd like to travel to the, you know, the Wild West or go visit Venice. I could start having that virtual reality experience and know what that entertainment is like, or know what that travel experience is like through virtual reality. Once I enter my room could become, if you will, a time capsule taking me through immersive media on the walls. And even when I sleep, I can have my neuro dreams can be ported to me to take me and extend my experience even into, you know, my subconscious. We're talking about an entirely new kind of future, and this future certainly will have a huge impact on the hospitality experience.
Forgive my ignorance. What's a neuro dream?
You don't know what a neuro dream is?
I'm sorry, I don't, doctor. No, you're the one who got back from 2060.
That's right. That's what I was about to say. I'm sorry. I forgot. This isn't 2060 yet. Good point. Neuro dreams. In the Hotel for the Future study, we looked at the ability to be able to actually, you know, broadcast from virtual reality into your consciousness when you sleep to suggest certain dream experiences. So neuro dreams, think about, you know, an MRI device today kind of analyzes what's going on inside your brain in terms of health. Also, by the way, if you're telling the truth or not. But in the future, we envision the ability to actually embed dreams that the hotel population might, the consumer would want, and he or she can choose them ahead of time to have an experience. And we can actually create what's called an immersive lucid dream through neurotechnology. It's basically the wireless broadcasting of virtual reality that you would, you know, wear a little device that would be smaller than, let's say, an earring that you would go ahead in your hotel room and bring you a really, truly immersive, exciting experience or relaxing experience based on the kind of virtual reality neuro dreaming you want to do.
Right. And that shows up
discreetly. What kind would you like to do?
And that shows up discreetly on our checkout bill, you know, kind of like certain movies do right now in hotel rooms, I'm sure.
That's correct. Your imagination runs wild with this. That's correct.
That's great. Thank you, Dr. Canton. And you know, speaking of bills, let's talk about the payments. How do hotels reduce the friction of checking out when it comes to paying off what we owe?
Well, I think the friction is reduced. In our Hotels of the Future study, we envision that you'd be using DNA in the future to be able to authenticate, you know, to be able to resolve your identity. That's going to be the critical issue. Once you've done that, so everybody will have their own, let's say, payment avatar that will be tied to their DNA, their personal DNA, because DNA, everybody's DNA is different and it's very individualized. So you will be using, you know, for instance, a biometric touch will convey a DNA stamp that will authenticate who you are and it'll be used for payment. By the way, you'll be able to do that both from your hotel room or your mobile device, or you can touch a wall. Everything will be touch and immersive sensitive to be able to actually make payments. So you won't have to be just at a place, if you will, like downstairs checking out. You can check out any place.
Unfortunately, I'm constricted by time, but I want to give you an opportunity to maybe pull something out that I didn't get a chance to ask you for. Was there something else that you wanted to mention that kind of like stood out when you were doing the research?
Well, I think the exciting part of the Hotel of the Future experience, probably the most exciting part of it, may be the longevity and wellness spas. So imagine you'll go to a hotel that will have a certain signature designer spa experience to actually handle and revitalize you. Enhancement, health enhancement will be the largest marketplace in the future. And hotels will be places where you can combine customized kind of experiences, but also rejuvenate and extend your longevity.
That's fascinating. Dr. Canton, I wish we had more time. I hope we can speak again, but thank you for the time you've been able to give us this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That was Dr. James Canton, CEO of the Institute of Global Futures. His firm paired up with Hotels.com to pull together a Hotels of the Future study. Coming up after the break, we have another future-looking segment, though this future is more immediate. It's more about live streaming videos future and its importance for social media platforms like Twitter and Facebook. We have links to this week's segments and all of our segments, actually, in two locations. KGORadio.com/Techonomics is one place. Another place is Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. We also put links up to the weekly musical choices for our Techonomics playlist. That's also on the Facebook page. I'm Jason Middleton. This is Techonomics. Let us pay a couple of bills real quick, and then please come on back.